399 representatives, members of the House of Representatives, and 28 senators are seeking re-election next month. That means federal employees can oversee and grade the people who oversee and grade their agencies. The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association releases its annual scorecard in time for the election. It has tabs on the 113th Congress and how it votes on key legislation affecting federal employees. Jessica Clement is legislative director at NARF. You do this every year, obviously, because this is an annual thing. What are you detecting trend-wise, if anything, about this year's scorecard compared to other scorecards, Jess?
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having me. One correction before I answer your question. We do it every other year.
Thank you.
We judge the entire Congress, because each Congress lasts 2 years. The trend this year was that there were more votes on our issues that we scored in the House than any of the other years that we have done this scorecard.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think for some reason, you look at the budget resolution, the House budget resolution, both years were very similar. They contained the same anti-federal employee provisions. So while they're counted as two separate votes, it's really the same vote. There was a Republican study committee substitute to the Paul Ryan budget. Again, that was very, very similar both years. So again, it counts as two votes, but it was really, it's really the same vote.
I see.
We highlighted both of them in both cases because if there were members of Congress who switched their vote from one year to another, we wanted to make certain that that was noted.
I'd note just the names of some of these pieces of legislation, the Stop Government Abuse Act. You can have two pieces of legislation that would achieve exactly the opposite ends, and they sound remarkably similar, and they all sound like something where you go, well, of course I'd be in favor of that. Who's in favor of government abuse?
Yeah.
Right. That's, everybody thinks that's a good idea.
Right.
What is there a way to prioritize these, Jess, or you boil it down, it looks like, to nine pieces of legislation that you thought were super important for your members to pay attention to. Within that, are they prioritizable, if that's even a word, or is this a pretty much a roster of things that you wanted people to be aware of?
Certainly think they're prioritizable, as you said. I think it depends on, of course, who is prioritizing them. If I look at it, I would certainly place extending the federal employee pay freeze higher than maybe the Stop Government Abuse Act. I would put ending the government shutdown and getting federal employees back to work a little bit more important than, say, yet another Paul Ryan budget that is going to die the moment it passes the House.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important, though, each one of these pieces of legislation, nine in the House, three in the Senate, I think it's really crucial for NARF members to know how their members, and all federal employees actually, how their members of Congress voted on these issues and, make your decisions accordingly. For somebody else, one of these other votes may have been far more important than the federal employee pay freeze. From my standpoint, it looks like, federal employee pay freeze is pretty important.
I appreciate how you laid all this out, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon so people can read more about it. But you've detailed each of the pieces of legislation, crystallized them in a kind of a thumbnail sketch, wrote what happened to the legislation, how it passed or failed, what the vote was, and laid out very clearly what NARF's position was. So this, and then explain what that means. So you can go to this grid with all of the members and see very quickly somebody did. Now, you also have another feature here that I think is striking. You collected the results from the past, however many of these you've done, 17 of these, I guess you've done, from the 97th through the 113th Congresses, and collected all of that data together, too. What's the purpose of that? What do I learn by looking at that number compared to just what's happened within the 113th Congress?
What you learn is how your member of Congress has voted on our issues over time. As we all know, this is a very, very polarized Congress. issues come down to which party you belong to. So many, you know, very, very close party line votes over the course of the last 2 years. It hasn't always been like that. So, you know, for some of these individuals, you know, their NARF voting record could be skewed for this Congress because they were voting with their party, because that, quite frankly, is what this Congress has done for the last 2 years, and one could argue maybe even for the last four. But looking at it historically kind of gives you an indication of where your member of Congress has been since they've been elected into office.
The results that I see here are, I mean, pretty straightforward party-wise. I don't see very many Republicans with high scores, and I don't see very many Democrats with low scores. Are there pockets that I missed? I mean, I looked at Frank Wolf's number, and his number is always very high, but he's leaving. The point that I'm getting at is not a partisan issue so much as it is there potential for collaboration if Frank Wolf's leaving and there aren't that many friends on the Republican side to federal employees? How does one go about building a coalition again like we had, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, where you had folks on both sides of the aisle that really understood these issues for federal employees?
When you look at, you know, the way the Republicans vote, and you've certainly picked up on something some of our members do take issue with, that Republicans seem to be with us less so than Democrats, you know, if we're going to generalize. I think in that sense, it's really important to look at the historical averages, not the historical voting percentage, not just this Congress. There are several Republicans who, for the most part, have voting record, NARF voting records, close to that of Mr. Wolf. I don't think any of them are as high as Mr. Wolf. That's not terribly surprising. His district is home to tens, if not hundreds of thousands of federal employees, certainly hundreds of thousands of employees and retirees. And I do think that there are others in the Republican caucus who are willing to stand up for us on our issues. They may not be as vocal, they may not be as prominent as, you know, some of the Democrats who seem to be very supportive of our issues, but they do exist.
I found only one Republican so far. Frank Wolf scored a 78 out of 100 for this Congress and 75 historically. Mm-hmm. And I only found one Republican so far. I've gone through about half the Congress. That's Congressperson McKinley, who I confess I don't know a whole lot about, a Republican from West Virginia.
West Virginia, yes. Not so much this Congress with Mr. McKinley, but certainly in past Congresses. He's been with us on a lot of votes. Congressman Lo Biondo from New Jersey also comes to mind. And while he hasn't been there all that long, I certainly have high hopes for Congressman Whitman from Virginia.
Yeah, Randy Whitman's scores are in the upper 50s. And Congressman Forbes, also from Virginia, is a Republican, scoring at 67. And again, the point there is not to praise or bash one party or the other. The point is to hopefully find places where anybody wants to hear the message of federal employees, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with what they're doing or whether they should or shouldn't be doing it. They're doing it, and how effectively they're doing it, and how effectively we want them to continue doing it is the message that I imagine you and your colleagues in the advocacy community are trying to get out there.
Oh, of course. And I think the shutdown, for all of its heartache, all of its anxiety, had one very distinct positive, and that was that the work that federal employees do came to light across the country. And I think many individuals in Congress, regardless of party, realized that they maybe not had realized that previously. There are federal employees in every state and every community across this country, and whether you recognize it or not, and I think members of both parties really did recognize that with the government shutdown, and perhaps maybe, just maybe, the tide is starting to turn on our issues.
I've heard that as well, Jess, and I've often heard it presented in this way. A member or a staffer who didn't expect to get the kind of feedback they got about the shutdown and the fact that certain services weren't available, said that people were letting them know during the shutdown that while they may or may not mind the broader idea of the government being shut down. Whatever service it was they wanted provided, they wanted that.
Oh, they wanted that.
Whatever Absolutely. It was. It doesn't matter what it was. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that whatever that was wasn't available was very perturbing to Mr. or Ms. Constituent who was on the phone or emailing or sending a letter or whatever that constituent was doing. And as you say, I've heard a lot more in the last probably 6 months especially that nobody wants to go there again.
Yes, I think that is true. I think it will be a long time until we see another government shut down. When was the last one? Almost about 20 years ago?
17, I think, 17? Is the number that Causey all right, uses all the time.
Yeah, so was it 95 to 96,
yeah.
I think it was?
Yep.
So maybe we got a good 17 years under our belts before this happens again. Maybe we'll have a completely new Congress by then who loves federal employees and retirees.
If we're both still doing this 17 years from now and there's another shutdown, we should probably get together and reconsider our lives, Jeff.
Perhaps over a stiff drink.
I mean, I love you, but that might be enough, you know.
that may do it. I really appreciate the attention you've given the NARF scorecard. This is a lot of staff time and work, and I think it is something that the NARF members really look for when they get their October magazine in the even-numbered years, and I really appreciate you guys highlighting it.
Thanks for coming on to talk about it. Jessica Clements, Legislative Director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees.